Mayorkas pushes Democrats to okay removal of Title 42 border barrier. By Neil Monroe on April 23, 2022. The nation's pro-migrant border chief is rebuking the many Democratic legislators who say the Title 42 barrier should be kept until officials have a plan to deal with the expected wave of ambitious and desperate migrants. "The assertion that we do not have plans is an assertion that is not grounded in fact," Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told a pro-migration reporter at CBS News. "Numerous legislators and media outlets have talked about the need for a plan to deal with the huge inflow expected once Mayorkas stops enforcing the Title 42 anti-disease barrier at the border. But Mayorkas's plan has been public for weeks. And, yet, politicians and journalists have been reluctant to describe the very unpopular contents of his plan." Mayorkas sketched out his strategy to minimize the TV coverage of the arriving migration by quickly legalizing them and then transporting them to Americans' jobs via a government-funded catch-and-release network. "We have been planning for months to address increases in migration. Proof of that is the fact that we've deployed additional resources to the border in anticipation of an end to Title 42. The surging of personnel, transportation, medical resources, the development of additional facilities to support border operations. These plans have been in the works for months. And so, we do indeed have plans, and I can assure the American people and their representatives that we do indeed." The public pushback by the Cuban-born border chief comes amid a nationwide rejection of his plans to open the borders to anyone around the world who says they need asylum protection from foreign governments, unverifiable spousal abuse, routine poverty, and ordinary crime. Since January 2021, Mayorkas and his allies have allowed roughly 1 million economic migrants over the southern border, without even trying to detain them until their court cases are heard, as required by law. President Joe Biden has not resolved the internal White House debate. His absence ensures a continued fight between deputies who favor more immigration and deputies who are trying to preserve Democratic political clout in Congress. Many Democrats are trying to get others from their party to preserve the Title 42 barrier because they fear Mayorkas's pro-migrant plan will destroy the Democrats' political base on Capitol Hill. Democrats are terrified that ending Title 42 enforcement will produce an all-out border crisis just in time for the midterm elections, Democratic strategist William Galston wrote in the April 19 Wall Street Journal. CNN reported on April 23. "The Democratic rebellion against President Joe Biden's plans to lift pandemic-era border restrictions is growing. As candidates in marquee races from Nevada to New Hampshire break with the administration and Republicans turn immigration into a centerpiece of their midterm election messaging. The Biden administration is set to roll back next month the public health authority known as Title 42, which was first invoked by then-President Donald Trump. The measure allows border authorities to turn migrants back to Mexico or their home countries because of the public health crisis." Mayorkas's intervention comes 2 days after Axios reported that Democrats were claiming Mayorkas was worried about the impending migration flow. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has privately told members of Congress he's concerned with the Biden administration's handling of its plans to lift Title 42 on May 23, sources familiar with the conversations tell Axios. Breitbart News got a copy of the 115-page plan in early April and spotlighted a section on page 16. A secretary's intent. 1. Purpose. "The purpose of this plan is to describe a proactive approach that humanely prevents and responds to surges in irregular migration across the U.S. southern border. This will be done while ensuring that migrants can apply for any form of relief or protection," emphasis added, "for which they may be eligible, including asylum, withholding of removal, and protection from removal under the regulations implementing United States obligations under the Convention Against Torture." In his interview with the Colombian-born CBS reporter, Camilo Montoya Galvez, Mayorkas was eager to talk about the existence of the plan, but not the details of how he and his business allies will use the plan to move many, perhaps millions, of migrants into Americans' jobs, housing, schools, and communities. Mayorkas, who still identifies as an immigrant, said, "We are confident that we can implement our plans when they are needed. And we are also very aware of the fact, Camilo, that we are planning for different scenarios. And certain of those scenarios present significant challenges for us. There is a fundamental point," Camilo, that is so important to communicate every single time that we speak of these challenges. And that is that we are operating within the confines of a system that is entirely broken, and that is long overdue for legislative fix. Mayorkas is a pro-migration zealot who is part of the White House's West Coast faction that favors the mass migration of blue-collar and white-collar consumers, renters, and workers. He has repeatedly shown that he favors foreign immigrants and U.S. investors over the many Americans whose wages, housing, and community resources will be damaged by the mass inflow of migrant consumers, renters, and workers. Mayorkas rarely appears in public and dodges difficult issues by instead appearing at scripted meetings with legislators or picked pro-migration reporters hired by pro-migration corporations. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has extracted tens of millions of migrants and visa workers from poor countries to serve as legal or illegal workers, temporary workers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. This economic strategy of extraction migration has no stopping point. It is brutal to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities, shrinks their salaries and wages, raises their housing costs, and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. Extraction migration also distorts the economy and curbs Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to use stoop labor instead of machines. Migration also reduces voters' political clout, undermines employees' workplace rights, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. An economy built on extraction migration also alienates young people and radicalizes Americans' democratic compromise promoting civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The policy is hidden behind a wide variety of excuses and explanations, such as the claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants or that Americans have a duty to accept foreign refugees. But the economic strategy also kills many migrants, exploits poor people, splits foreign families, and extracts wealth from the poor home countries. The economic policy is backed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-led empire of competing identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times on March 21. It will be an extraordinary achievement. We will ultimately triumph, he insisted. Not surprisingly, the wealth-shifting extraction migration policy is very unpopular, according to a wide variety of polls. The polls show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.